Stay warm at the Horseshoe this season. Score an exclusive, officially licensed Ohio State scarf when you subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch. Get the planet's best Buckeye coverage, award-winning reporting, and one amazingly cozy scarf by subscribing at dispatch.com/scarf. This promotion is licensed by the Ohio State University. Trademarks used with permission.
Much compliments and respect to our opponent like we always have against Indiana. Our third quarter was obviously the change of the game. JT, we still misfired on some deep balls, but the crossing routes were working big for us. And then our defense was exposed big time in the first half. Pass defense was awful. So we're just going to, and it wasn't complicated. They were just picking on corners. So the corners got to step up. And we see what's coming in about 8 days, 9 days, whenever that is, Oklahoma. If we don't get that right, it's going to be lots of problems. So we just got to get some things fixed. But game one and game two, you identify the problems, fix them, and get going. So I'll answer any questions for you.
Front row right, Tim.
Gentlemen, J.K. Dobbins gets his first start. Kind of kept y'all in the game there in the first half and stuff. Just what's your reaction, your take on the way he played?
Yeah, not surprised at all. I was, kind of tempered my emotions with you guys early on because I just don't, we've seen that since spring practice, and he's had a hell of a camp. Mike Weber could have went tonight. He's about 80%, and he was on call. And obviously with the way J.K. played, so we get Mike back next week, and that's going to be a nice 1-2 punch. And J.K.'s even got more in the tank. I don't think he had a big hit today. His long was only 35, and he's got breakaway speed, so it was close a few times.
Was the pass to Campbell, was that the turning point play? Was that the kind of play?
Yeah, I think so. And just the defense starting to, start to play a little better. And I think that they had 95 plays. My goodness, 65 passes. We only had 5 sacks, so that's there's going to be a bunch of exhausted people tomorrow.
Nick, front row right.
For a first year quarterbacks got picked up early, how do you feel they did as the game went along?
I'll have to see the videotape. Obviously, they must have played better. I was so much involved in the offense, and I kept looking up and saying, what the heck's going on here? When they were throwing that, I saw back shoulder fades, and then they just seemed to play much better.
Front gentleman right here.
Coach. You once said that Zeke was the best practice player you ever had. Obviously, J.K. hasn't had
close.
Same amount of body of work. Yeah. What intangibles have you seen from J.K.?
Yeah, he's very similar to Zeke. I mean, they're very similar about the way he works. He handles his business like a pro. I mean, he walked in as a grown man, and we're happy to have him.
Front row right here, Austin.
Urban, not to make this all about J.K., but do you share the Wally Pipp story with these guys, or is what he did tonight change your mind at all about?
I walked in that locker room and said, Wally Pipp, they look at me like I have 9 heads. How many players do you think know that?
Maybe you can enlighten them about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, that's life in a big city. However, Mike's a hell of a player. And if Mike Weber wasn't a worker and a grinder, then, but he's a hell of a player. He's in the best shape of his life, and we're anxious to get him back.
Far back, Tim.
Urban, what does it say about Paris that he was able to kind of use that in the game after that drop?
No. I think we had two of them. Those are just something we got to get better at. It's been a minute since we hit some deep balls around here. We should have had a couple today.
Ari?
Urban, you guys missed on a few deep balls, as you mentioned, and Paris had that drop. How do you look at what you saw from the sideline and analyze the way the receivers produced today? Do you think that was up to snuff from what you guys thought it was going to be?
I think it's a good first game. I think obviously, we made such an emphasis on deep balls. I'm somewhat disappointed that we didn't hit a couple of them, but that's why I go to work, give them a day off tomorrow, go back to work on Saturday, and get ready to go. Effort's there. Our receivers, I thought, played their tails off. We just got to execute. I thought they blocked the perimeter. I thought they did an excellent job when they turned and got body on body when each other caught the pass. Johnny Dixon's and Paris's great downfield blocks afterwards. So. We'll get better on the deep ball. Everything else is outstanding.
Talk a lot about Johnny's in the spring and stuff, to see him not only be healthy, but to make that play that he made to make it through fall camp without another knee setback. Didn't know that he had that kind of breakaway speed. Is that the type of playmaking ability that you anticipate that he's going to be?
Yeah, I'm with you. I didn't know that. I kind of knew it because of spring and for 3 years we didn't know it. But he's healthy. His mind's great. He's selfless right now. Also blocked very well. So. It was great to see that. That's one of the good stories in college football right now.
We'll go a couple more for Coach Meyer over here on the left. Bill?
Urban, you knew Richard Lego has a big arm. How concerned were you about the way that he could and did light you up to that point? What adjustments did you make, you guys make to?
Well, we played a little more coverage. That means we dropped some people out. We're kind of a You better be able to play man coverage. There's a star of the defense. Those are things we'll continue to evaluate. Certainly not going to give up on some guys, but Kendall Sheffield was his first extended playing time. Damon Arnett at that position, first extended playing time. And Denzel Ward should have probably played a little better than he has. So that's what this whole week's about. We'll reevaluate after watching the film.
Was this a good test to have a team? What are your weaknesses?
Yeah, a very good test, especially what's coming down the pipe next week. Yeah, I think as much as you're concerned about playing on the road against a Big Ten team, and, you know, that's obviously, we've never not had great respect for Indiana. I think, first of all, Kevin Wilson retrieved his tail off, and then this coach did a heck of a job getting her team ready.
Right next door, Teddy.
What did you sense from the players at halftime, and what was your message to them?
Pissed. I'm trying to stay clean here. Yeah, pissed, and they understand they didn't play very well. But I didn't see any panic. I thought the offense coaches did a nice job in their conversations, and the same with the defense. They played much better in the third quarter. Yeah, to say we didn't expect us the first 30 minutes to be a street fight, that's not true. But we expected it to be what it was. And if we, you know, play a little better and hit a couple of those deep balls early in the game, or, you know, maybe score a couple of touchdowns. I think we had only two field goals. And then our corners play a little better, but we expected it to be a tough game.
And final two for Coach Clay and then Doug. Clay?
You leave here thinking maybe I've got two or three home run hitters now that it wasn't proven before, now it's proven?
I think
Campbell, Dixon, you covered it. But
yeah, I just wish we would have hit a couple of deep ones, but that's what we're we've seen them do it in practice, so we're excited what we have received right now.
When they're getting rid of it pretty quick, your defensive line, I mean, we know what they can do, but how did you think they played when they're trying to get the ball out of quarterback's hands?
Oh, I saw what you saw when you're getting the ball out so fast like I would against our defensive line. And we had five sacks, and they threw it 65 times, but there was a good majority of it where when they held on to it, we got there. But they were getting the ball out pretty quick.
And just to clear it up, who do you think is your starting running back next week?
J.K. Weber. Is that your last name? We got two really good backs. And I'll tell you, Antonio did a nice job, and we have some good backs.
Thanks. Great. Thanks. Thank you, Coach.